This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The jury in the Derek Chauvin murder trial is anonymous and sequestered. Six white and six black or multiracial men and women will decide whether the former Minneapolis police officer is guilty in the death of George Floyd. They began their deliberations last night as protesters hit the streets. The prosecution and the defense had a final few hours with the jurors as they presented their closing arguments.
In closing statements, defense attorney Eric Nelson said it wasn't a lack of oxygen that killed Floyd.
The drug ingestion, right? The bad heart, the diseased heart, the hypertension.
Prosecutor Steve Slasher told the jury Chauvin had to have known what he was doing to Floyd.
He hurt him, but he just didn't listen. He continued to push him down.
Slasher also pointed out it's all on video.
That force for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, that killed George Floyd. He betrayed the badge.
Tape from court TV. Chauvin showed little expression. He took off his mask as his attorney presented his closing statement. I'm Ed Donahue.
Should President Biden address the nation when the jury reaches a verdict? It's under consideration, we're told. And the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, says the administration speaking with local officials around the country about possible trouble after a verdict.
We're in touch with local authorities. We're in touch with states, with governors, with mayors. And certainly, we will continue to encourage peaceful protests, but we're not going to get ahead of the verdict in the trial.
We should hear from the Europeans anytime now about the results of their investigation into possible links between the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine and rare reports of blood clots. Former Vice President Mondale has died. He was 93. This is AP News. The U.S. Capitol police officer who died after the January 6th insurrection died of natural causes, says the medical examiner. The AP's Jackie Quinn's got this.
It was suspected that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick was struck in the head with a fire extinguisher, and also that he might have ingested a chemical substance like bear spray that a man was videotaped unleashing on January 6th. But the District of Columbia Medical Examiner's Office has now ruled Sicknick suffered a stroke and died from natural causes. Sicknick was injured during the riot. He was one of five people who died. This determination that it was natural causes and that his death was not brought on by injury will likely limit federal prosecutors from bringing homicide charges in connection with Sicknick's death. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Dow dropped 123 points yesterday. The NASDAQ and the S&P down 2. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.